260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers, little homies with a dream. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
We are out at Barron Baseball Field and just got done watching the Air Squad scrimmage. And as these guys are getting ready for their upcoming season previews for high school baseball. And I am here for the DeKalb Barons High School Baseball Preview. The head coach, Kyle Bice, will be joining us in just minutes. But first, I wanted to catch up with some of the players that I've been following for a while that have been doing great things. Heard some great things about, looked good today. I got two stud pitchers I heard about that I need to be talking to today. Malachi Webb, Miles Brockhaus. Fellas, what's going on?
What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Very excited. So I know, I know it's exciting for you guys. You know, you're getting the season started. And I want to learn a little bit about you guys. I've seen a lot of stuff come on my social media pages. You know, we all see the reels and stuff coming through, you guys throwing. So I wanted to start off, though, just talk a little bit about when you guys started playing ball and, you know, if you play for any travel organizations or anything like that.
Yeah, I started when I was around 4 or 5, just going to my brother's baseball tournaments, bringing my own little bat and mitt and just watching him play. This year I'm not playing travel ball. It's really undecided so far.
Gotcha.
I started 2 or 3 just playing wiffle ball in the backyard with my brothers.
Nice.
I've had 3 brothers growing up. We've all played baseball. I mean, it's been, yeah.
And then travel ball. So you're 2 or 3 years old, you started playing?
Yeah, I mean, playing wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Just kind of learning the basics of the game, my swing. And yeah. And then travel ball, I'm playing for Prime Midwest Scout.
Okay.
Out of Indy. Yeah.
So did you guys play Little League any at all growing up? Any rec league or anything?
Yeah, we've played together since we were 8. Yeah.
Wow.
Us and a few other juniors and sophomores, we've always been together. I think that's why this year's going to be great.
Yeah, we just... Like he said, we've been playing together since we were 8 years old. I mean, like, it's just, we all know each other really well, just mess really well together on the field, and feel like we're all connected.
That's really good. Yeah, I had high praises of you guys. I know, you know, inter-squad scrimmages are always fun, you know, you know, hang out with the guys and all that stuff, but you guys look really good. And, you know, I've seen some rough scrimmages, I'm not going to lie, to start the season, but you guys look pretty solid, so... Definitely attest to that. So, starting with you, Malachi, just describe yourself as a pitcher. You know, describe your game, some of your strengths. What do you bring to the Barons baseball?
Yeah, I think I bring like the mental side of the game. I think this whole team and I are just animals on the diamond. I know I got guys to back me up. There's no doubt about that. And yeah, I'm just ready to start the season, man.
Yeah, well, so describe to the audience your size, because you're a big boy.
I'm 6'4", 240, and I kind of just trying to grow my body a little bit still. But, yeah, this offseason is really developed.
Oh, Miles, man.
He's 6'5".
I was going to say 6'4", that's it. You walked in, man. I thought I had to grab a couple chairs to stand on when you walked in. Miles, you're not small either. How big are you?
I'm 6'2", 260. Yeah, I mean... I feel like I'm pretty grown in my body. I'm just trying to get more mobility, throw harder, try to go to the next level. Yeah.
So describe your game. I mean, Malachi described his game a little bit. So describe a little bit to the audience what you bring to Barron.
I just like to attack hitters. I mean, my favorite pitch is the inside fastball. And I mean,
inside corner.
Most high school hitters aren't going to be ready for that. And I feel like he said, we're just animals on the mound and we just want it more, I feel.
That was always rough for me. I always struggled with the inside fastball, so that's a good pitch to, you know, perfect. So, I guess you play a little first base too, and
yeah.
you're a good hitter. I know you're a pitcher, but you can hit the ball too. Describe your game at the plate as well.
I feel like I can bring a lot of power. I mean, I feel like I know what pitches are coming. Know it, like, on the pitching side. Like, mm-hmm. I know how to throw in counts, just knowing what's coming next. I feel like I'm just really good at it and staying on top of that.
So going into this season, I know, and I'll talk a little bit more about last season with Coach, because I know it was a successful season, and you had a great season as well, statistically at the plate and on the mound. So going into this season, I know you guys are both very excited. Let's start with you, Miles. What are some things you're excited about going into this season?
Honestly, I'm just excited to play with my friends. Like, we've all been playing together since we were eight. Like we said before, I mean, I feel like this year's going to be something special, something Barron baseball hasn't seen in a while, and I'm excited.
About you, Malachi?
Yeah, since we're eight, we've been dreaming about this, man. We're just trying to – we're going to go far, and I'm just out here excited to play with my boys and just being the best team I can be. And I'm excited because we got underclassmen to fill in the senior spots from last year, and no doubt about it, those guys will step up this year and be something special.
So this past offseason, you know, you guys won 19 games. Very successful season. I'm sure you want to win more this year and have – you know, don't run into Dwinger again. I know that I'm going to have a little fun with Coach after that because I think this year's team, you guys are pretty solid. So, Dwinger don't want to run into you guys now. So, all seriousness, though, what were some things that you guys were working on this past offseason as you guys enter this season as juniors?
I mean, on the pitching side, we've been just working on location, just control, because last year we had a lot of walks and big games. Like, I mean, Dwinger, you're speaking of, like, a lot of walks that game, a lot of hit-by-pitches. I mean, it's just we're trying to limit like people getting on base just for free. Like, I mean,
that's about make it. Them earn it. Yeah. Make them earn it.
Yeah, we're just trying to be animals on the mound, like kind of like what we said earlier. We definitely got to step up this year, like what Miles said. We can't give people free bases and just be an animal out there.
So for someone, because I do talk to some, like, little league coaches, and I do, you know, highlight some of those people and, you know, young travel organizations. What's some advice that you guys could give too, you know, for not just even fellow high school pitchers, because I believe you guys are the upper echelon when it comes to pitchers in this area. What's some, I guess, advice for people that want to, you know, may want to take that next step in their throwing?
I mean, just believe in yourself, believe in what you have is really all it is. Like, I mean, even if you don't have the best stuff that day, you got to think you're the best player on the field at all times, no matter what. No matter if there's another kid who's committed to SEC, mm-hmm. just you got to know you're the best player on the field at all times.
Yeah, if you got big dreams, you better chase them. Nothing's holding you back except for yourself. Just keep working, keep grinding.
You guys are well ahead of your years. You do not sound like your age. That's impressive. Very impressive. A good testament to your guys in this program. So very excited. I mean, do you guys watch MLB at all?
I do a little bit. I'm not a big baseball watcher.
No?
No,
you don't watch any players to try to take your game to the next level?
Not really, no.
I mean, oh, man. I do watch Tarek Skubal because, I mean.
There we go.
Left side, like, I feel like he has a lot of, like, mechanics-wise, just he can do some cool stuff with his pitches, and I think he's just really good.
That's more than what Malachi could give us. He was like, nah, man, I don't play. It's hard. I try to get my son to watch it, too. He watched the WBC a little bit, and that's only because there was a couple of players. He's like, oh, I know him. So I get it. You know, it's really hard. But just if you can, you know, just try to watch some people, you know, some of the top players to try to learn a little bit if you can. Just some little advice. But you guys are doing great things. I'm very excited for you guys this season. I'm expecting a big season, and I'm expecting, you know, to see you guys a lot this year. So thanks for coming on, and good luck.
Go Barons.
Go Barons.
Perfect. If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom, tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. As we continue our interviews here at DeKalb Baseball, I'm joined by three more players before we bring on Coach Bice here in a little bit. But we got Brady Vince, Dalton Cox, and Drake Hall joining us. What's going on, fellas? What's up? Hopefully I got those right. I mean, I know you guys are tired, but you can bring a little bit more than that. I know you guys just played a game and all, you know, injured air squad scrimmage, but I just want to start off, you know, I just got done talking to a couple teammates here, guys. It's very, very excited about this season, and I know you guys are too. Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit before we got on, but before we get started, I'll start with Drake, who I, you know, also cover on the football field, and I've written a couple articles for him. I'll look for the check in the mail.
Yeah.
Whenever that hits. But just starting off with Drake, I know you, when you first came in, you felt a little, you know, I was like, how do you think you played today? I played okay.
Yeah.
You played a little bit better than you think you did, and it's a scrimmage. That's what it's for, you know, to get you ready. But just starting off with you, you know, how are you feeling going into this season? And, you know, what are some goals and expectations for you?
I think going into the season, I feel very confident. I think we have a very good baseball team. We have a lot of chemistry. A lot of us have been playing since we were little league, travel ball. I think the expectation for us is to win conference, hopefully get out our sectional and get at least regional, maybe semi-state.
I like those goals. And for the audience, starting with you and we'll go around, describe yourself as a ball player. What positions do you play and what are some of your strengths?
I play left field here at DeKalb. Some of my strengths are, I think, my defensive IQ and base running. I take a lot of pride in that. I think defense wins championships. I think I'm pretty consistent at the plate. I have a few up and down games, but other than that, I think I'm pretty consistent.
All right, let's go over to Dalton Cox, who I seen hit almost a bomb today. I think it hit the fence. It was a nice shot. It was a nice triple. I think it was three RBIs in that. So, oh yeah, he was counting. He said three. Dalton, what are some goals and expectations for you coming into the season? As I'm sure it was probably working because that was a nice hit out there. What are some goals for you?
Thank you. Some of my goals are for individual, stay consistent on the offensive side, keeping my defense up and my IQ, and for team. Definitely win conference, blow our sectional out, and keep going from there.
So describe yourself as a ball player. What do you bring to the Barons baseball team?
I think I bring a big defensive side, my IQ, my playmaking, and, like, leading our defense, and a big part of that.
And what positions do you play?
I play shortstop.
There we go. Most important position right there. So moving on to Brady, describe yourself. What are some goals for you coming into this season and, of course, the team as well? And what are some things you've been working on?
I've been working a lot on hitting consistency with a guy you also did a podcast with, GSP Justin Glass. And I think our team really has a name to make for ourselves this year. We haven't been really put out there as a team to do much this year, but I think everyone in our program knows that that's definitely wrong. And we look to get out of our sectional and then get through the regional on a semi-state and look at our state title this year. I play center field and I pitch, and I think I bring a lot of defense to the team. I try to steal as many hits as I can in the outfield. And then on the bases, just try to get around, get in scoring position for other guys on the team to hit me in.
Yeah, so, by the way, you know, that is a sponsor of the pod, so that is fine. If it wasn't a sponsor, I probably would have took that out, but luckily he's a sponsor of the pod, so yeah, shout out my boy Justin Glass, who I wasn't able to beat in high school, just throwing that in there. Still don't like the Carroll Chargers from the 2019, so... yeah, shout out to Justin Glass, I guess. No, all seriousness, yeah, I know they're doing great things over at GSP. Big reason why I brought them in to be a part of the pod as well. So sticking with you, Brady, you already made your college decision. You're only a junior, and you already made your decision. Tell everybody where you're going and what made that university the right choice for you.
I'm going to Huntington University to be coached by Coach Thad. And I think I really just love the atmosphere they have there. They really took me in. And I felt like I was already a player there, and I'm only a junior. And they're going in the right direction with everything. You know, Coach Thad's really getting a lot for their baseball program. They got a whole new field house, very nice inside, a whole rack of weights along there, a couple cages in there, a lot of new equipment. And I mean, beautiful field, obviously. And they're definitely going in the right direction this year, ranked 16 currently. Just keep climbing and doing good things.
Absolutely. So I did ask the guys beforehand, you know, the guys I had in here before, and just I can tell that there's a good camaraderie with you guys in this program. You guys are really close. You've been together for a while. But just describe from your own perspectives, you know, because you still got a whole nother year after this, too. So you'll get to enjoy this program for a whole nother year. And then it will be quick, though. it does go quickly. So just from something to look back on when you guys listen to this pod in a couple of years, when you're playing college ball or whatever you're off doing, you know, after you graduate, from your perspective, we'll start over here with Dre going around the circle. What are, from your perspective, describe playing, what it means to be a DeKalb Baron and playing for this program.
I think it's a great pleasure to play for DeKalb Barons. I think it's just great to rock the Baron pride and the DeKalb Barons are across your chest. I feel like this group can make something really special, take us and hopefully be remembered for a while.
All right, go ahead, Dom.
It's really special to be a part of this team. You know, a lot of us get along really well. Been playing together for a long time. We know what we can do. It's really fun to be here. And Coach Bice lets everyone know that we have something special to do this year. And I think it's important that we all believe that we can do that.
I love it. And Brady?
I came over here before or after these guys already had a team together. And they just took me in as one of their own back in elementary school. And I felt like I've been with them the whole time. DeKalb, coached by Priestess, it's a privilege, not a right, to play on this team. And we want to do things the right way now. And I feel like as a group, we want to cherish every game because we know there's so many times where we don't get to play together. And so that's really going to help us not take any games off or days off here at practice and on the field.
I love it. It feels like you guys have a media class here. You guys are all been, you know, all very well spoken. You guys are good. So good stuff. Drake's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. All seriousness, I'm very excited for the season, guys. I loved what I've seen out there. Like I said, it's very early. The season hasn't started yet, and you guys look pretty good. So very excited for you guys' upcoming season. I will be here supporting you guys. Don't live too far, so you'll see me a lot standing up here looking at you guys. Don't get nervous, Drake.
I'll try not.
I did show up right before you got on the mound, and you looked at me like, oh, man. Great. Show up now. So, all seriousness, good luck this season, guys. And let's get over 20 wins this year, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, it is time for the man of the hour here talking to Cal Baron Baseball. We got the head coach, Colin Bice, joining us here to talk about Barons. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, I'm just glad you're here. You know, very excited. Obviously, just wrapped up our inner squad, and glad you could kind of, you know, come out, catch us a little bit, and then been looking forward to this all week. So, you know, glad you can make it up.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. I got to watch a couple innings actually. What are you taking away? I know it's early, and it's expectations aren't super high, but how are you feeling about the team right now?
Yeah, I mean, first time outside yesterday, really. So first practice, and then we go right into scrimmaging. So. Obviously there's some takeaways from today, but I'll tell you what, man, these guys have been busting their butt all off season. I think last season, you know, really let these guys, lit a fire under their butt, and, they're ready to attack. And, you know, I'm very blessed to be in my position, have a lot of talent on my team. These guys, they're a fun group, good guys to be around.
Yeah. They're guys that have told me that they've all been playing together for a very long time too. And you can see it out there too. They're all having fun and all know each other, which I love seeing that kind of stuff. I really do. So just describe from your perspective, describe the kind of program that you try to run here out of DeKalb where, you know, if from what my perspective, it just looks like a great group of guys that have all grown up together and, you know, love to play the game of baseball. But from your perspective as a coach running it, what kind of program do you try to run here?
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, you kind of said it. I mean, I'm very blessed to be with a group of guys that have a ton of skill, have been playing together. Just the camaraderie amongst those guys. I mean, they want to win, right? And that's, for some programs, that's one of the toughest things. You know, the difference between just going out for the team and guys that actually want to show up every day, bust their butt, and win. So I'm very fortunate to have not just, you know, a few of those guys, but a whole program of guys that, you know, want to come out, you know, strive for excellence and, you know, dominate teams. But, and that kind of goes back to some of the pillars of our program. So you kind of ask, you know, what's our philosophy? We want to be fundamental. We want to get guys out, you know, put pressure on the defense, things like that. But, a lot of it, too, goes back into the weight room. One of our things we say is we want to be physically superior to our opponents. I mean, when we step on the field, we want that other team to feel our presence and win or lose. Right. When we walk off the field, you know, we want that other team to really think that, hey, you know, those guys can play ball. So and it goes back, like I said, to the off season, to our time in, spent in the weight room. But again, you know, these guys make me look good. They make my job easy, but, no, I'm very fortunate to be where I'm at here.
So what, is this something, I don't know if this is something you keep track of, but what year is this in your tenure?
So this is actually my 14th year coaching baseball. I've coached baseball ever since I was a freshman in high school. I was running around. I can remember the days where my dad was driving me to Reiki Park and I was coaching 12-year-olds. So I've coached everything from 10U up to 17U travel teams. And then, I had the opportunity, played here under Coach Rhodes, Coach Murdoch, graduated in 15. Went on my freshman year, I went over to a school kind of suburb of Chicago, played at Rockford, finished up my last 3 years there at Manchester, and then graduated in 19. 2020 was my first year. I was able to rejoin the staff. Coach Murdoch, who was the head coach my senior year, I rejoined him in 2020. We do all the things through for the whole off season, and then you get shut down the day right before for tryouts there. So that was tough. But again, the assistant coach then, I came back in 21, kind of my first year in the high school dugout per se. But at the end of the 21 season, that was when Murdoch turned in. He resigned, and then the position opened up. I threw my hat in the ring, and they picked the 24-year-old to take it over. And I'll tell you what, so ever since 22, I'm not sure if they knew what they were going to get, but the first year, off the rip, we win the conference. Second year, we win sectionals for the first time in 20 years. And that was a big 4A victory for us. So, one of the greatest moments, thus far, I would say, in my coaching career, aside from, kind of some of the success we had last season. So this will be entering my fifth year as head coach here, kind of at my alma mater here.
What would you attribute that kind of early success to? I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, you're taking over a program like that and getting that kind of success early on.
Yeah, so, no doubt, talent's going to win you baseball games, and I was very fortunate. Coach Murdoch definitely didn't leave the cupboards bare for me. So I inherited a lot of guys, a lot of talent. That 2023 class was very similar to, that junior class, the 27s that you were just talking to, where they had played together forever, and, I was very fortunate to be their head coach, right place at the right time. And then, so now I got these guys coming through as well, and kind of the same deal. Last season, we have that success, and I think at one point we're 16-1, we're open off 13 wins straight, but I'll tell you what, we played our best baseball in May, and that can't happen, right? You gotta play your best baseball in June. So we've reconfigured some things just to kind of, like I said, kind of lit that fire after our first round exit in sectionals last year. But I'll tell you what, man, this group of guys, they are ready to get after it, and I can't wait to get the season started.
Yeah, 19 wins is still pretty impressive, but I was joking with the guys because I know they remember, that Dwinger game. They admitted that there was a lot of, a lot of walks, a lot of free bases. Is that something that you've been really trying to get the guys honed in on for this season, kind of small stuff like that?
For sure. Yeah, that was very unfortunate. You look at the end of how last season played out, and no rhyme or reason to it, right? But the wheels fell off at the wrong time, and you end the season and you lose the last four games there. So, you mentioned the Dwinger game. That was a game where we gave up our first and only home run all season, on the mound. So we did a phenomenal job throughout the season, but then again, the wheels fall off there at the end. So you kind of, we come back to the office, the season's over, and, as a coaching staff, we're thinking, what can we do different, right? You want to, go back out there and play, but there's another, 8, 10, 9 months or whatever until you get the opportunity again. So, yeah. But because of that, we had the opportunity to really, hone in, look at our off season, and scale back some stuff. So, like I said, we played our best baseball in May. So really what we wanted to do is we looked at, we track every single pitch we throw throughout the winter. So we went back, in our records, seen what we did. And quite frankly, I attribute a lot of our success, early on because our ramp up, the way we get our pitchers going, we're a squad that we can go out there and throw our guy 80, 90, 100 pitches, opening day. Yep. And we do a phenomenal job ramping our guys up. But I think because of that, we probably threw way too many pitches in the wintertime. And that was something we looked at. And we tried to scale that back responsibly this year. So, we might not be quite as ready as we were last year, although you ask these guys and they're probably ready to ramp it up. But I think, like I said, we've been very responsible about it, where, you know, hopefully we're playing our best baseball by June. So that was the ultimate goal there.
Yeah, I love that approach. And so talk about some of the guys. I know I've had five of the guys from the program. Talk a little bit about some of the guys that people can come to Barron Field and see, you know, play for the DeKalb Barons. Describe some of the players.
No doubt. So so you already had five of the guys up here. So you had Drake, Brady, Dalton, Miles, and Webb there. You know, five guys that have made a big impact, you know, before this season, right? Yeah. I mean, a school our size, typically you don't have freshmen playing on varsity. And, you know, multiple of the handful of those guys were not, and I'm not talking, you know, pinch hit, pinch run. These guys were starting every game as a freshman, and they have a ton of skill. But, you know, you can't get it done with five guys, right? You need, you know, all nine spots on the field field full, plus the DH spot too. So I mean, really, you're looking at 10 guys, and you know, we got a couple seniors that help us out. You know, Bo Meinhardt, Graydon Pepple, those guys are going to make a name for themselves. You know, Sonnenberg, Culbertson, got to mention those guys too. You know, they'll step up in situations. Other guys in the junior class as well. Reagan Hess, Carter Deller, Maddox Smith, you know, that's the entire junior class there. I mean, I feel like you say all these names, but I say all these names because they got a ton of skill, right? And then, but again, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a couple sophomores that we'll rely on as well. You know, Owen Shackow, Blake Smith, Corey Cox, along with, you know, maybe some freshmen too. So
I think Corey had a good hit today too, I believe.
He did. No, I mean, that's what's exciting about these inter-squads, right? I mean, you get the whole program. You know, we got 28 guys out there, 14v14, and you cut them loose. And I'll tell you what, you know, you finally may see something that outside on the field that you may have overlooked inside. So it's super exciting just to get these guys competing. That was the big thing, right? Just compete, throw adversity at these guys all off season. But yeah, it was a phenomenal time just getting out here and really just, you know, cutting it loose.
Yeah, something else I loved coming out here and seeing that, you know, it warms my heart is you got a good size coaching staff too. Talk a little bit about some of the other coaches you have in the program helping out as well.
So I'm very glad you asked that question because you are 100% right. Like, you know, I have an ego. You know, I think we do a good job out here, but I could not do it without my coaching staff. And I look around the dugout. So, you know, first two shout outs, you know, Brandon Park, Coach P, and Coach Staley. Those guys have been with me since that 22 season. They've been with me for 5 years now. So Coach P, he does a lot of has a real big presence in the weight room. But if there's a player development guy at the high school level, he has those, you know, relationships with our guys. So every coach has a different approach. But then, like I mentioned, Logan Staley, also been with me since 22. He was a graduate, a 21 graduate. So I had the opportunity to coach him as an assistant in 21. When he graduated, he went up to Trine, and I was very fortunate where, you know, he had his afternoons off, and baseball guy wanted to pour back into the program, and he rejoined us that first year. So that's, you know, shout out to my two guys that have been there since the beginning. But then, you know, since then we've tried to bolster it, right? Yep. And so the very next year, I was able to add Coach Sam Reichard, who did a phenomenal job as our program pitching coach, and for the last three seasons has led the JV program. But we're all in this year, so, you know, having our pitching coach, you know, down at JV wasn't doing us any good, so we called him up to varsity. So he's running along with us as well. And then Cody Krumloff, another guy where Cody was a 13 grad from DeKalb, so 2 years above me. You know, I was actually Cody's backup catcher, you know, growing up. So he had the opportunity. He went out to Earlham, played. When I was at Manchester, I actually competed against him, which was super, nice. Super awesome there in the Heartland Conference. But when he graduated, he coached a little bit at Earlham, coached up at Trine. So some college baseball experience. And ever since he came back up to Trine, kind of in this area, I was in his ear begging him to come back. Hey, you got to come to DeKalb where your roots are at. And was finally able to talk him back into it last year. And I'll tell you what, he does a phenomenal job with our base running. And, you know, I attribute, you know, the reason why we stole 110 bases last year to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's did a great job with those guys. That's five guys right there. I still got three more. And last year we added Brad Berlew. He was on our JV staff. He'll be our head JV coach this year. Nice. Bryce Dobson, he'll be entering his third year. He was a 22 grad, so his senior year was my first year as head coach. So after he graduated, he went off to Glen Oaks, played a year there, came back, and again had the opportunity to extend, hey, another spot on our coaching staff, and he came around. And then this past offseason, finally kind of solidified it, and added Logan Wright. He was a travel baseball coach. A couple of my players actually played for him, and just had some conversations with him, and the stars aligned, and I saw the passion, and I think he really wanted to be here and the opportunity. So, yeah, I mean, I got seven assistants that run around with me, but I'll tell you what, and that was a big thing is when DeKalb hired me, that I really wanted to implement getting more guys in the room with me, because I can remember back to my day, you were lucky to have four coaches on staff, right?
Absolutely.
Your head varsity, an assistant, head JV coach, and you'd be lucky if you had an assistant JV coach, because, you know, there was times, you know, that us or, you know, other programs, you know, you just have a kid out there coaching first base. So, and I didn't want that. So I wanted, you know, where I'm good at, right? I obviously have my flaws, have my holes, and I have to, you know, add the base running guy, add a defensive guy, add a pitching guy. You know, I love hitting, but there's different, obviously, more than one spot in the baseball game. And I've tried to complement what I really love, you know, my passion with other guys' passions. And I think it really makes for a good, I mean, the kids look up to us, right? I mean, if we're not having fun, they're not having fun. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a one-man show by any means. So I could not do what we do out here without my staff, because I'll tell you what, they're second to none, one of the best group of guys.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned, too, that, you know, when I graduated in 09, I had two varsity coaches, two. And then we had one JV coach. So, yeah, what you just said, I would probably be first base coach sometimes.
For sure.
Because I was a DH. I didn't play before. So, yeah, I had nothing else to do when I wasn't batting. So, yeah, absolutely. I love that. When that was the first thing I came out, I'm like, man, there's a lot of coaches.
Darn right. That's right.
That was my first thing. I was like, man, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. So, I mentioned earlier, you know, the magic number, 20. You know, you won 19 games last year, and I'm sure 20 games isn't the goal. I'm sure. I'm sure you want a little bit more than that. But going into this season, what are some of the goals?
Yeah. So, so as far as game goals, right? So we try to break it down. Game goals. We want to steal three plus bases a game. We got some stats that, you know, if we can steal three plus bases a game, we're gonna be in a pretty darn good spot.
Brady and Drake.
And you pair that with another one. We want to strike out five plus batters a game.
Okay.
And if you can combine those two things, while, you know, playing some sound defense and things like that, but you're gonna be in a pretty good spot. So that's a couple of our game goals. But like you said, I mean, season goals, and this goes back to my time playing under Coach Rhodes, where, you know, the three main goals were win 20 plus games, just because, you know, the way the high school baseball season is set up, if you win 20 games, you're a pretty darn good team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we won 19 last year. 19. We were a pretty darn good team last year. But, yeah, 20 wins. That's the expectation there. So that's obviously one of them. The second one, conference champs. NEA, obviously seven other teams besides us. So, you know, very competitive conference.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's one of our goals as well, win the NEA conference. And then the third goal that Coach Rhodes always talked about was you know, conference champs, right? And the way he kind of sold it was, hey, let's win conference, and then, you know, we'll recalibrate and, you know, now let's win regionals. And that was his approach, and I think it was great. You know, I think it was a really good foundation for how to set goals. But, you know, with this group of guys right now, and we've talked, that's not the expectation, right? It's to win the whole shebang. And again, you say things like that, and you know, it's tough. You know, people, you know, embarrassing, they make fun of you, whatever, but I'll tell you what, if you don't expect it, if you don't shoot for it, you're not going to get it.
That's right.
So we talk about, you know, sectional champs, Then it's regional champs, then it's semi-state champs, then it's we go down to Victory Field. So, that's the expectation, especially with this group right now. And oddly enough, we just got done with our parent meeting, and it was the same thing, right? So our coaching staff believes, our players, I'll tell you what, man, those guys believe. Mm-hmm. And at the parent meeting, you know, it was me in front of every single, family member telling those guys that, hey, I need you guys to believe too, because I'm only with your son, you know, 2-3 hours a day. When I send him home to you, what you say to him is either going to, you know, bolster what we're doing or tear it back down. So it was almost kind of a call to action to our parents where, hey, you guys want this just as bad as we do, and we got to be all on the same page here. So, I'm super excited. You know, good group of parents, good group of players. DeKalb High School, I mean, it's awesome, right? I mean, I went here, I played here. I want to be here till I'm 6 feet under. So, it's, the black and red, I mean, it flows through me, and, I just love where I'm at.
I love it, Coach. I will say, when I pulled up, it was definitely a lot nicer than where I went to high school. I will say that. DeKalb, definitely a nice, great looking high school, a great community that I know you guys are all really close. And yeah, you definitely have. I was telling with the guys, I'm like, man, it's got to be one of the best junior classes I've ever seen. I was like, and you're going to have these kids for another couple years. So
I know
this year and next year are going to be crazy. And I know you got a lot of talent after that. But
for sure,
I look forward to seeing you guys this year, Coach. I know we got a lot of games ahead of us, but hopefully to see you a lot. Hopefully you spend a lot of time in this press box, right, coming out to the field and seeing you guys. I told the guys I'll be out here. So I look forward to seeing you this year, Coach. Good luck.
Absolutely. Yeah, one game, one pitch, at a time. And I'm glad you can make it out today. And, I definitely hope to see you, hanging out on top of the dugout in the press box. And, I like that black and red hat on you as well.
I got to admit, favorite color combination, too.
There we go.
So, yeah, thanks. Appreciate the hat, Coach, and appreciate the chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.